Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm so excited to be here again this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. How is everybody doing? It's actually been a while since I did this, but the Spirit of God just brought something to my heart. And I decided to do a little short audio to tell the world what is on my heart right now. I hope everybody is good. Before I say anything, I just want to say a short prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we magnify your name. Father, we come before you, O God, and we thank you for all the great things you've done in our lives. We thank you, O Lord, for beginning this year with us. Father, we love you and we appreciate you for every single thing you've done for us. We know that you are taking us somewhere. We know that you are going to do great things in our lives, O Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, as I'm about to share your word with your people, I pray, O Lord, that you touch every soul, touch every heart that is listening to me right now, Father. Touch every heart that we may digest this word and walk according to it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray, O Lord, that you speak through me. May I not speak of my own, but let me speak by the leading of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so as I said earlier, it's just something little that I want to share with you. I know that it's going to bless somebody. So something came on my heart, like something dawned on me a few minutes ago. I was meditating after praying, and this thing came so strong on me, and it says, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We in the end times, as you all know, we in the end times. And everything that the Bible said will happen in the end times, they are happening right now. And that should scare you. That should scare you enough to actually open up your heart to receive Jesus, to allow God to come and live inside of you. A lot of people don't really believe in these things. You tell them, oh, end time is here. End time is not near anymore. It is here now. Oh my God. I wish God would open people's eyes to see what is about to happen. Everything that the Bible says in Revelation, it will happen. Everything that the Bible said, it will happen. It surely will happen. And it's going to only take a short period of time. It will happen very soon. Because there are still people out there that they think that all these things are not real. It is real. It is real. I have actually experienced God myself. And I know that it is real. I used to be like you. I used to be there. I used to doubt the things of God. I used to doubt the things of God. I never used to believe things like this. But I believe now because I know. Oh my God. And I thank God for my salvation. So the question this morning that I want to ask you is, where have you placed your heart? Is your heart with Christ or your heart is still in the world? Have you surrendered your life to Christ? Have you given everything to God? Have you surrendered your life, yourself fully to God? Have you given it all to him? Or are you still out there living your own life, leading yourself? Are you letting God lead you?
Are you allowing God to lead you in your life, in this life that you are living? Or you are out there letting your friends, your family, your parents, are you out there or letting the crowd on social media lead you? I am here this morning to say to somebody that if you don't know Christ, please, this is the best time to accept Him. This is the best time to seek Him. This is the best time to look for Him, to surrender your life to Him. I don't know why I started getting this. Like, I started feeling this message strongly in my spirit. I don't know why, because I didn't really plan to do anything today. I didn't plan to record anything. It's actually been a while since I recorded audios. But this message came on me so strong, and I believe it is going to help somebody out there. We are in the end times. Where have you placed your heart? Have you placed your heart in Christ, or you have placed your heart in the things of the world? Oh my God. It is so sad to see people out there living a life that is not pleasing to God. Living a life that pleases their own selves, or even pleases, they are living to please their families. They are living to please the people around them. They are living to please the people on social media, the people they don't even know. Oh my God, this is so sad. They have lost themselves. They don't even know who they are anymore, because they are following the crowd, and then they feel like, oh, this is the thing. This is what's happening now. Oh, I gotta follow the trend. No. You have to follow Jesus. You don't have to follow the crowd. You don't have to follow what the people in this world are doing. Because mind you, the Bible says that it is appointed unto man to die once. And after death is judgment. We are all going to face this judgment one day. I still know people that don't believe in this judgment that I am talking about right now. I am telling you, it is real. It is real. It will really hurt me. It will really pain me to see people that I love in hell. That is why I am sending this message out there. I don't know who this message is for, but I know that there is somebody out there that this message will bless. That is why the Spirit of God brought this thing so strong in my heart, in my spirit. Oh my God, thank you, Jesus. It is 1 a.m. at my end. What will I be doing at this time? I would be sleeping. But the Spirit of God brought this message so strong in my heart, and I have to deliver it. I have to send this message across. Thank you, Jesus. Because I don't know why God sent me to do this. But I know that it is to bless somebody. Please and please again, pray without season. Pray without season. Pray without season. As I was in a bathroom earlier, not long ago actually, all I kept sensing in my spirit is that pray without season, because we are in the end times and the devil is busy trying to destroy destinies. The devil is busy trying to destroy God's people. Trying to sway people from their purpose. The devil is trying to limit you. The devil is trying to tell you that you cannot do that which God has sent you to do. The devil is trying to whisper evil things into your ears to discourage you. The devil is out there trying to distract you from your purpose. He is trying to distract you from doing the will of God. He wants you actually to live the life that He pleases, knowing that that life that you spend your time, or you waste your time living, it would not give you salvation. It would not take you to heaven, but it will end you in hell. The devil doesn't want to be in hell alone. He is trying to drag people with him. This thing is a constant battle. It is a real battle. It is a battle between Christ and then the devil. Oh my God. The Bible says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love God, you will keep his commandments. You wouldn't pick and choose the ones that you think you can follow, the ones that you think you can obey. No. If you love God, then of course you're gonna have to do everything that he tells you to do. You're gonna have to obey his word. You're gonna have to stop if he tells you to stop. You're gonna have to go if he leads you to go. You're gonna have to follow the will of God. You're gonna have to do the things that pleases him. You don't want to live to please yourself, because if you do, you will crash. God is speaking to somebody today. Accept Jesus. It is not by mistake that he told me to send this message across this morning. It is 1 a.m. It is 1 a.m. Others are sleeping, but I'm here recording a message just because I want to obey God. Just because I want somebody out there to be saved. Just because I don't want somebody out there to miss heaven. Heaven and hell is real. Heaven and hell is real. It's about time that you left that lifestyle that you are living that is not even beneficial to you in any way. Leave that lifestyle and surrender to God. Oh my God, thank you, Jesus. Father, touch your people. I know you sent me to give this message for a reason, Lord. Father, may this message not be in vain. Whoever that you sent this message to, oh Lord, Father, touch them in the name of Jesus. As they listen to me, I pray for them today. Father, let your perfect will be done in their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, draw them closer to you, O Lord. You know their hearts. Father, they love you. Father, they love you. They are just being distracted by the things of the world. Father, lead them to you, O Lord, the same way that I had an encounter with you on August 6th, 2017, that my life changed completely. Father, do it for them in the name of Jesus. There are people that are desiring, oh Lord, to come closer to you, but they don't know how. They don't know how. Father, use this message to bring them to you, oh Lord. Father, answer their request, oh Lord. Answer their prayer request, oh Lord. Father, Lord, you are merciful. Father, I love you. I want them to feel how I feel right now. I want them to love you as much as you love them. Father, bless them, O Lord, with a gift of salvation. Father, give them a fulfilling life. Father, let their lives be fulfilling. May they not run in circles. May they not follow the leading of the devil. Let them follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And they will never run in circles anymore. They will begin to walk in their calling. They will begin to do the will of God. They will begin to be led by the Spirit. Because the Bible says that for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my God, I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. It is done. It is done. It is done. I feel so relieved right now because I feel like God has done it. And whatever he sent me out here to do is done. But one thing that I'm going to leave you with this morning is that do not listen to the voice of this world. Because if you do, you will crash. Do not listen to the voice of this world. Only pay attention to the voice of God. The devil is trying to bring so many people around you to distract you when they see that you are going somewhere. You know, the devil sees ahead of everything. The devil actually sees the things that we don't see. He sees That is why he tries to trap people. That is why he tries to to destroy people's destinies, because he sees them the moment they give birth to you, the moment you are born. He sees your stars. He knows who you will become. He knows that God wants to use you. So he will try to use you before God even uses you. He will try to use you. He will try to destroy your life. He will try to do everything possible for you not to live according to the word of God. For you not to live to please God. He will try as much as possible to push you out there, to kick you all around, making you run in circles and not being able to fulfill your destiny. That is why God is here to save you. That is why he sent his only son Jesus to die for our sins. Are you going to let his death be in vain? Or are you going to surrender to him and give it all to him? Remember that the devil sees ahead. So even now that you have made up your mind to walk in obedience of God, even now that you have made up your mind to walk in the light of God, even now that you have made up your mind to throw away all filthy behaviors, all things that you've been doing that is not of God, even now that you have made up your mind to carry your cross and follow Jesus daily, yes, the devil has seen it. He will try to stop you. He will try to bring you down. He will try to cause all these problems to start happening in your life. He will try to distract you with the people around you. Remember that this life that we are living, it is not for anybody. You are living it for yourself. You are living it for God. You are living this life for God. And this is for your own benefit. It is not for the benefit of your mom. It is not for the benefit of your dad. It is not for the benefit of your siblings. It is not for the benefit of your friends. But it is for your own benefit, because the Bible says that on Judgment Day, we all will be judged individually. They are not going to pair anybody up and judge people based on what this person told this one to do. No, as long as you did not live to please God, as long as you did not obey the voice of God, as long as you did not do the will of God. No, if God said you shouldn't do this and then you went ahead to do it, trying to please your friend, trying to please whoever that is around you, then I'm sorry. You need to check your life. This message is for me too. This message is not for you alone. It is for me too. But I believe God sent me out here this morning to deliver this message for a reason. Or you that is already in Christ. The devil will try to bring things to you. The devil will try to cause so many problems, financial difficulties. He can even cause you to lose your job. He can even cause you to lose your marriage, to lose your relationship, to lose everything that you have. Have you forgotten what the devil did to Job? He made him lose everything that he had. He killed all his children. He killed all his cattle, everything that he had. All his oxen, he destroyed everything. Oh my God. But Job still stood on his grounds. He did not curse God like that demon spoke through Job's wife to do. He did not curse God. He still stood on his ground. He still loved God. He still believed in God. And he still continued his work with God. God found him as faithful, as a faithful servant. So you that is listening to me, that is already a believer, but the storms of this world is trying to cause you to not live a life that is pleasing to God. The storms of this world is trying to draw you back into the world where you came from, into the mud where God picked you out from. Don't give the devil a chance to do that. Don't give the devil a chance to let you lose that precious gift of salvation that God has blessed you with. No, Remember, the Bible says that temptations will come. We as believers, we will face it. If Jesus went through all that persecution, if Jesus went through all that betrayal, if Jesus went through all that betrayal, if he went through all of that, if he went through rejection, if he went through all of that accusation and all that, then of course we as believers, we also going to go through that. You're going to go through financial crisis. You are going to lose your job. You are going to be criticized. You are going to be judged. You are going to be condemned as long as you live for Christ. But guess what? The Bible says that God will always be there to protect us. He will always be there to deliver us from all evil. He will be there to make sure that we go through it successfully. He will make sure that he takes us through it all. Throughout that trials, he will be there. He will stand by our side. He said temptations will come, but he will be there to deliver us. He will see us through. He wouldn't leave us comfortless. He wouldn't leave us to go through it all by ourselves, because he knows that we don't have that strength. We don't have strength to go through all of that without him. We cannot do it without Jesus. That is why he said in his word that we will face all of these atrocities. We will face all of that. But if you believe in God, if you put all your trust in God and you believe in him, that he is the same person that sent his son to die for your sins. If you believe in Christ, that he is the one, he is the life, he is your light. He is the resurrection. Oh my God. He himself will come through for you. He himself will come through for you. Have you not seen? Have you not heard what he did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Have you not heard what he did for Daniel? Have you not heard what he did for Job? Oh my God. Oh Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My last message to you, oh my God, is surrender fully to God. You that is a believer, the devil is trying to bring all of these problems. You're having problems in your marriage. You're having problems in your relationship. Just know that if you surrender to God, just know that if you put it in the hands of God, he will take care of it. You don't have to stress over it, because that's what the devil wants. The devil wants you to be stressing instead of using that time to pray to God, to worship God, to appreciate God for everything that he has done in your life. He wants you to use that time to be crying, to be blaming God for things that he did not even do, to be blaming God for the things that the devil himself caused. Hey, Jesus, the devil is so wicked. So if you're hearing me right now, put your trust in God. The Bible didn't say put 10% of your trust in God. No, he said put all your trust in the Lord. Put all your trust in the Lord. If you do that, God will come through for you. If you do that, the devil cannot shake you. You will not be shaken. You will be standing on your ground as a child of God. You need to be a strong believer. You don't have to be there crying every day that, hey, God, this my story will not change. No, you have to speak positive in your life. You have to not speak negative in your life, because the more you speak negatives in your life, the devil will try to use that against you. He will try to use that to stop that blessings that God is bringing your way. So if I'm speaking to somebody today, if it is you I'm speaking to, I pray that you listen. May God touch your heart, oh Lord, to obey his word and to walk in the obedience of Christ, in the name of Jesus. As you begin your walk with God, I pray that may God open your eyes to see things that you do not know. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33 verse 3 that call upon him, upon me, and I will answer you. Call upon me and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. So you that is thinking to begin your journey with Christ, you that has made up your mind to begin your walk with God, you that wants to surrender fully to God today and believe to begin to walk in his obedience and begin to walk in the light of God, in the ways of God. If you call upon him, he will answer you. He will open your eyes to see great and mighty things that you do not know. This is what Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says. I pray that God touches you this morning as you've heard my voice. I pray that may it not be my voice that you are hearing. May it be the Spirit of God, and may this message pierce through your heart, that it will sink deep inside of you, that you will walk according to this word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for letting this message fall on a fertile ground, on a fertile ground. May this message not be blown away by the troubles of this world. May this message not be blown away by the wind of this world. But as it has fallen onto a fertile ground, may it begin to grow. May it begin to germinate in the name of Jesus into good and better fruits in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, let your perfect will be done in our lives. And I pray that anybody that wants to surrender to God, Father, may you touch them in the name of Jesus. Father, touch them in the name of Jesus. You know the hearts of everyone. Anybody that listens to my voice today and feels the need and feels the conviction to repent, Father, I pray for salvation for them. Just as you touch me, O Lord, may you touch them also. And may you show them the things that you show me. May you be merciful to them. May you bring them favor in the name of Jesus. Father, dispatch your angels to walk with them, O Lord. Just as you've assigned angels to walk with me everywhere that I go and to help me in all my ways, assign angels to them also to strengthen them in their walk with God, to lead them, O Lord, in everything they do. Let them be filled with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I love you. Thank you for using me as your mouthpiece to deliver this message. I know that this message will bless somebody. Thank you, Holy Spirit. May they not see me as me speaking, but may they hear this message as coming directly from the Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I am only a vessel. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh my God, I feel so relieved. I feel fulfilled. I feel like something has left me. Like, I feel like, oh my God, I'm just shaking inside of me right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you all for listening to me. Stay blessed. Be blessed. If you have any questions, any comments, anything that is bothering your mind, as we post this audio on the page, on our page, you can always comment. You can always put your questions down there, and I will personally respond to you. God bless you. If you have any prayer requests also, feel free to send them to me, because I believe in the God that I serve. I believe in the God that I serve. He will answer every request according to his will. Thank you, everybody, for listening to me. God bless you. Stay blessed. I love you guys. God loves you more.